CageCultShow.com. That is your destination for the Cage Cult boobies and or ass of the day. And today, Kat put it out there for you. She's got a nice tat down her back.
She's definitely putting it out there.
She, look at it.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
It's out.
It's 98 Rock. It's Mudvayne, Scream With Me, 98 Rock, and the Cage Cult Show.
You look really happy over there.
Letter.
Good letter?
It's a letter. We'll see if it's good or not. Okay. I love my girlfriend of 3 years. Aww. She's smoking hot, and we are contemplating marriage. But she's a nasty slob, and I hate it. Laundry everywhere, shoes everywhere, dishes everywhere, and the bathroom is just effing nasty. Is he getting ready to marry my wife?
Are you writing a letter to yourself?
It's so weird. I ask nicely for her to pick it up, but it never happens. Do I need to just cut ties over this, or will she change? Will other guys put up with this just because she's hot and gives a great... Can't say that word. We'll call it a humdinger. Signed, Ed in Tampa. Ed, dude, you're living my life here, brother. My wife is a... she's a slob. She is. We've talked about that on the air before, and... It just comes to a point where you just got to accept it or not accept it. Because you can't change it.
Make comments. You know, definitely put it out there. Don't pick it up and be pissed about it, because I do that sometimes.
It doesn't work.
Just be like, hey, you know that laundry that's been sitting there for a week? It's still there.
Does that work out for you? No.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work out for
you. You're not going to get any sex that night, but she'll pick it up.
It doesn't work out. That's why I just stopped talking about it. But with that being said... You know, everybody hates their significant other for something. So, you know, deflect that. Let's let the Cage Cult chime in. What do you...
It's Sunny's Super Savers Value.
A good deal more.
Five is almost here.
This is a muzzle invitation.
And we all know what that means. Lube your fingers, set your phone, and prepare to call to win Mayhem Fest tickets. Only on 98 Rock.
98 Rock, our letter this week is from Ed in Tampa, discussing whether or not he should cut ties with his soon-to-be fiance because she's a slob. But she does do some good favors for him.
Yeah, well, you know, most of them are all sort of slobs in one way or another, but I guess he can be thankful at least he's doing the humdinger, and some of them don't do that.
Well, there you go, looking for the silver lining. That'll help him out. All right, bro, we appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Late.
Rock Station! 98 Rock.
Tampa Bay's Rock Station. 98 Rock.
Again. So last week on the Cage Cult CD Gank on Wednesday, we had new Stone Sour called Mission Statement.
And it was awesome!
Well, we've got newer Stone Sour now called... Say You'll Haunt Me. Check it out. It's 98 Rock. It's new 98 Rock from Stone Sour. Say You'll Haunt Me. Talking about this letter from Ed in Tampa. He's been with this girl for 3 years, contemplating marriage. She's smoking hot, but...
She's a slob.
And he's contemplating leaving her over it.
So, I work all day. My girlfriend's got that dish problem, too. And I cook, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I figured out. And now she does the dishes every day. And this is how I did it. I washed one plate, my plate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I cooked a beautiful meal, and I put it on a dirty dish for her.
Oh.
Yeah.
So think about it. Maybe you know, what if he busted on the, you know, on the clothes or something like that? Hey, listen, this is where I have my personal time, woman. You got to pick up your towels, or else stuff's going to happen to him.
Just like that. All your socks are going to be sticking together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You got to compromise with it, you know? Find the middle.
Hey, that's what a relationship is, man. It's... Messing up socks.
You could also go the easy way out, though, because, you know, women are suckers for compliments. So,
you catch her
when she's, like, cleaning something or doing the dishes,
nope.
And you go, God, you look so sexy.
Lauren.
What?
How many times have I told you that I've tried to go that route? Like, I'm like, oh, you look so sexy when you vacuum, baby.
Yeah.
But no, come on, no.
I've heard it.